Hey everybody, it's Jerry. Just wanted to shout out to you guys, tell you that I love you, hope you're well. I know it's been a long time since you have heard a podcast from me, and so I decided that I was going to do one today. And then I've got actually several more that I'm going to line up to start doing on a regular basis. I hope all of you guys are blessed. I hope all of you are well. I mean, it seems like it's been forever since I've talked to you guys via the podcast system. So anyways, just wanted to give you a current update. I am doing well. My house is doing well. It's hard to believe that my little boy, Elisha, is starting kindergarten next week. God has been so faithful for his health. And he's doing amazing. Lori and I just celebrated our anniversary, and she still likes me. And as most of you guys know, I've been without a job for about a month, almost a month and a half. And I've got a new job that I start on September 3rd, so I'm very excited about it. One of the key excitements for me is that I get to work out of my home, which is going to be a new thing, which gives me a lot of flexibility to meet with people and pray with people and just do other things. So anyways, I've been off a while, so I've been thinking about several things lately, and one of the things that I've been thinking about were questions. I like questions. I like asking questions. I like being asked questions and coming up with answers. And so I began to think of just some things, some questions that I've been asking myself in this time that I've been off, like, how am I doing? What am I doing? Where am I going? Things like that. I started thinking of other questions, and I came up with five of them. And I'm going to ask these questions at the end so that you can ask yourself these questions, but I'm going to tell you what the subjects of the questions are. The first one is commitment. The second one is communication. The third one is conflict. The fourth one is covenant. And the fifth one is collaboration. I'm going to break these down in the next couple of days because I want to expand on a couple of them at a deeper level just so you have clarity. But the first two that I'm going to talk about today are commitment and communication. In the process of daily life, we have to be committed to things. If you're married, you're committed to a spouse. If you're a parent, you're committed to your children. If you work, you're committed to your job. If you go to church, you're committed to the ministries of the church. If you're in relationship with Christ, you should be committed to that relationship. Commitment is key. All relationships start with commitment. If there is no commitment, there is no relationship. Our relationships with Jesus is no exception, beloved. See, we sometimes say we love God, when in reality, it's kind of like we like God. We have a dating mentality, I think, sometimes with God when it comes to commitment. Because, you know, commitment takes work. Commitment takes time. Commitment takes effort. Commitment takes a willingness to be transparent or a willingness to even be vulnerable. And sometimes when you're in a committed relationship, you get hurt. But commitment is unavoidable, especially when it comes to your walk and to your relationship with the one that loves you most, which is Jesus. Jesus is committed to you. He was so committed, beloved, that he died on a cross just for us. That blows my mind that he was going to follow through with his commitment no matter what. Nothing was going to distract him. You know, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, then it's time for you to commit to know him as well. What are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your resources? What are you doing with your thought life? Is it committed to Christ? Is every thought captive and committed to the cross? We have to realize that commitment is key, beloved. People all over planet Earth are looking at the church to guide them to what a real commitment to Jesus Christ looks like. Not this hocus pocus supernatural thing of commitment. Not the romantic side of commitment, because romance fades. Love is an action. And commitment to Christ is your love in action by toting the note and standing up to the things that are righteous, to the things that are right, to the things that are good in the eyes of God. So I ask you, how would you describe your commitment to Christ? Now, you need to answer that every day. It should be one of the 5C questions that you ask yourself. You really need to contemplate upon it, because what is your commitment to Christ? Your time, The things you do, the things you commit to, the amount of time that you commit to Him. See, if I didn't spend quality time with my wife, how would she know that I'm committed to her? Every marriage relationship is an example of the chase that God desires with us. Our wives would have never said yes if we would have never committed to pursuing them. Proof of desire in relationship with Christ is pursuit. Let me say it again. Proof of desire of relationship with Christ is pursuit, which means if you're going to pursue something, that means you're going to commit to walk it out to the nth degree. See, we like to be lazy. We like to do the minimum amount that we can because we always say that we don't have enough time, when in reality God gave us the ability to reclaim all the time. He's a time to weep, to mourn, to laugh, to die. There's time for everything. What really happens with our commitment level is that we have an inability to reclaim the time that God gave us to make Him our magnificent obsession. Make sense? Commitment. The second thing is communication. No relationship will last long without effective communication. It's true in marriages. If you don't talk to your wife is probably not going to talk to you. Families, you have to communicate with your families, your parents, your siblings. How are they doing? What is going on in their lives? How can you pray for them? How can they pray for you? In business, to be successful in business, it comes down to relationships, which means who are you communicating with to get to the next place? And then the church. How are you communicating with your church? Are you part of the whole? Are you communicating the message of the church, which is to promote Jesus, to bring the lost to the kingdom of God, to make disciples, to know Jesus, and that Jesus be made known? See, if we grasp the opportunity to communicate regularly, beloved, with God, we will increase naturally the level of His presence in our lives. Now, how can that be bad for you? More of His presence. See, it all goes back to this once again, that we must model open communication for those around us because it models with what relationship with God looks like. You have to communicate with God. You have to communicate with others. One of the best ways to do it is through prayer. Prayer is the greatest form of communication. Singing songs, worshiping God, meditating on His Word day and night and night and day. He'll naturally begin to communicate with you. Why? Because He said those that draw near to Him, His promise is that He will do what? He will draw near to you. Commitment, communication. These are both key things. The question for communication is this: how do you communicate with Christ? Think about that. And if you don't like the level of your communication, then change it. Do something different. Because the more you increase in His presence, the more you'll increase in knowledge and wisdom and understanding of the One that loves you most. That is the first two C's of the five that I'm going to give you today. I love you guys so much. And I will talk to you tomorrow about a couple of more C's. We'll talk about conflict and covenant tomorrow. I love you guys. I hope you're well. Be blessed. Know that I'm praying for you guys today. You are an awesome people. You need to remind yourself, I am the amazing Jerry. You are the amazing Sally, Sue, Joe, Bob, Frank. Whoever you are, you need to look in the mirror today and say, I am amazing. You are the greatest people on planet Earth. And you have everything that the lost need. And that one thing is the power of Jesus Christ lives in you. I love you. Can't wait to talk to you again. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.